Okay, welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Investigative Journal. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski, and I'm back live today. I was out a couple days, the first part of the week again, with dental surgery. And so if I'm not all here today, folks, you'll know why. Boy, I'll tell you what, I'm still feeling the after effects of a couple days of dealing with the dentist. So anyway, I'll be back live, though, the rest of this week and pick up where we left off last week. And we're going to be talking today with Pastor Tony Alamo for 2 hours. And I've been asked to bring Pastor Alamo back by many listeners. He was with me on February 21st and March 7th. And we're going to pick up right after this short segment here, right after the break, with Pastor Tony Alamo. There's a lot of questions people had regarding Pastor Alamo's life, how he was set up by the FBI for spreading the word of God, preaching the Bible, talking openly about the Vatican connection to the New World Order. And in fact, the last interview we had on FBI agent John Peeler, who was assigned to bring down Pastor Alamo illegally. And, boy, that was quite an interview, as John Peeler since has left the FBI, apologized to Pastor Alamo for what he did. And we're going to talk today a lot about the state of different churches in America and what's happened. We talk on this show a lot about how many Christian organizations have been infiltrated, five-plus T in taxes. And at this particular juncture, the money has not been released, and they're not saying very much. There's been a couple critics that have come out stating that the story isn't true, and that Leo is a PSYOPs agent trying to just spread this information. When I presented that to the parties that be, Michael Cottrell and the rest of the group, they became angry. I had their attorney contact me and tell me that that's not the case. I'm not at liberty to say what he said. However, kind of strange. I just told him basically this. I think I should be able to talk to Leo about it. But apparently, after getting his story out for many hours on my show and saying to the American people that it was important, because whether he was on the level or not, the truth is that there's been many trillions of dollars stolen by these people. And that's the last three presidential administrations. And basically, if you think you're going to get it back, think twice. The last time, when this story started, when the supposed agreement was reached between him and the Bush administration, that's Wanta, that was about 6 or 7 months ago, and nothing's happened. When I mentioned that perhaps the Vatican and their agents were behind this, Leo's a Catholic from Wisconsin, I'm a former Catholic from Chicago, they got kind of angry, and they issued a story through who I call their publicist, Chris Story from England, stating that the Vatican was actually helping them get the money. That is something I could never believe, because I doubt the people in our government, the powers that be, want anything good to happen to this economy. And the last thing they're going to do when they're bringing it down is to inject all these trillions of dollars. So, you know, if the money is released, so be it. And, you know, call me wrong. If it's not, then let's just keep following this story, and that's the update on the Leo Wanta story. I wanted to mention that the Tour of Hope it's really caught on, and I've gotten emails, and I want to mention this to all the people that contact me, that I will get to you, but at least 10 to 15 people in different states, 10 to 15 states, want to get involved in this and network across the country of trying to get to the real bottom of who's at the problems in our country. And that isn't, you know, not glossing over anything, but getting right to the bottom, taking all the layers of the onion off and exposing who they are. And so we have a whole bunch of people who want to get involved in the Tour of Hope, and I'll update that later in the show. We're going to take a short break, then I'm going to be back with my guest, Robert Clarkson. And he's going to set you straight on how to put more money in your pocket and set you straight about the real laws that control the IRS and the income tax in our country. Back in 3 minutes.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
In time, to peace has come.
Okay, let's get back right back to the investigative journal. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I did want to make one program announcement before I get to my guest, Robert Clarkson. You can go to Republic Broadcasting now on the Internet at republicbroadcasting.org. Okay, there was a little internal turmoil with the website, and that is being corrected. You can listen live when you go to RBN at republicbroadcasting.org on the net. I'm also at 12.180 shortwave and then on satellite around the world. And my guest is Robert Clarkson. One last thing before I get to Robert. The archives are not up yet because of the problem with the problem with the internet. So they're working on that, and all the shows are being recorded now. Robert's included here today, and they will be put up shortly. I was notified by RBN, so it should be back to normal soon. Robert Clarkson, let me just introduce my guest. He's a former attorney, years and years of experience, and he's also a veteran, and he's an advocate, an activist, and also a person who wants to see you put money into your pocket and not give it to the crooked politicians. I would love one day to hear every congressman, that's including all these liberals like Ron Paul, Cynthia McKinney, and we can go on and on. There are, in fact, one's running for president. But why don't they ever get up and just tell the truth and tell you point blank that the income tax is voluntary? If you want to pay it, go ahead. If not, you're not obligated to. Robert, how are you today?
Good morning, Greg, and thank you for having me on the show. And I also want to thank your listeners for being so loyal to you and sticking with you. I know there's been difficulties, but your listeners love you, and I've been talking to a number of them, and we sure appreciate the good work you're doing, Greg. And also thank you for allowing me time to explain to the loyal followers of your show the evils of the IRS. Of course, most of these people know how evil the IRS is, but I'm going to show them how to combat or thwart the evil mechanisms of the evil tax collectors and show people what rights they have and what they can do and how they can fend off these deadly and stealing tricksters.
Yeah, and wouldn't it be nice, though, if they told us the truth? I mean, what really upsets me is that every congressman just falls right into place, lockstep all together, and just allows people to, put money into this huge cash cow they've created. Why don't you just enlighten us a little bit first about this? When I say voluntary, people just shake their head and go, "What do you mean?" Explain to our listeners what you mean by voluntary and involuntary, and how the law backs that up.
Well, the Constitution was originally written in 1787. Had two provisions in there to prevent a national capitation or income tax because our founding fathers saw the evilness that would result from such a monstrosity. Our founding fathers set up a federal government of 13 independent republics and a union to handle foreign affairs and interstate commerce. They did not want a strong national government, and they saw the income tax, of which was already in variations in other countries in Europe, as a tool of tyranny, as a way for the politicians and our betters to control us. They saw it as a controlling mechanism, not necessarily as a revenue mechanism, so they put two provisions in there to prohibit this dreadful curse to being cast upon the American people to turn us into a strong national government where the politicians far away would run us and control us. Our founding fathers felt that the politicians close to us were bad enough, but the ones far away were unaccountable. And the way they prevented a strong nationalistic government was a number of reasons, a number of mechanisms, and two of them were the prohibition of a national tax on the people. However, the New World Order is strong, wicked, and persistent. They went to the people and started talking about all the wealth of the Rockefellers and the wealthy Carnegies and J.P. Morgan's power. Now, the people out there cursing Rockefeller and J.P. Morgan were Rockefeller's paid hirelings. They were just using them as just kind of a smokescreen. They agitated for years talking about the very rich not paying taxes, which is true then and now. And they agitated people about putting a tax on the rich and taking it off the working people, which has never happened in history, but, the people always dreaming for that. And he pushed for the income tax and they sold it as a soak the rich plan. But Woodrow Wilson, that sorry, no good social dreamer, who was a fruitcake, was persuaded by the very rich, the agents of the very rich, to put the income tax on the super wealthy as a break for the working man. And Woodrow Wilson, when he ran for office, railed against the Rockefellers and Standard Oil Trust and this stuff, but his campaign was financed strictly by the very wealthy people that he was denouncing. Woodrow Wilson was the very powerful people were scared to death of Teddy Roosevelt, and they didn't want him back in office. So they used Wilson as a stalking horse to keep Roosevelt out, the first Roosevelt, the good one. And by accident, the very wealthy put so much money in Wilson's campaign, that nut got elected, a dreamer, Blake. And he pushed the income tax through as a scheme to tax the rich. However, it had enough loopholes in it so that the Rockefellers and the Morgans and Carnegies never paid a penny. And so they passed the income tax and immediately and used that as a whip to pass the Federal Reserve Act to take away our rights and liberties. immediately got us in the First World War. Wilson and the people were scared that the Kaiser's aircraft carriers were going to be hitting Maine and invading our territory. And so they pushed us in the First World War. Incidentally, the British government had sold in today's equivalent, in today's world, the equivalent of $1 trillion in British war bonds all over this country. And, of course, there's no way to pay it back. So the Federal Reserve, by itself, with Wilson's help, assumed that war debt without an act of Congress. But that was a banker's war, so the income tax gave us the evil Federal Reserve, a banker's war, and then later on the Depression. So we've had all these economic and social problems caused by the income tax, and our founding fathers were aware of that and knew that. So they passed the income tax law. Of course, Lincoln passed the first income tax law. He was a nationalist, wanted strong national control. And he wanted, you know, everybody to be either free or be slave, either way. And after the Lincoln's War, that got rid of that. And it came back in 1890 as an Pollock case. Supreme Court declared it unconstitutional. So the 16th Amendment, when it was passed, only pertained to the Rockefellers and the rich. It did not pertain to wages and salaries. During World War II, the Congress, right after 2 months after Pearl Harbor, Congress passed the Victory Tax Act. That put the income tax on wages and salaries. The Victory Tax Act, by its own words, expired at the end of World War II. In the late 1940s, Senator Robert Taft and a bunch of conservative Republicans were going around the country telling people that the income tax had expired, yet people were still paying it. And so the IRS was in a quandary, so they got together with the New World Order types and the Rockefellers, and they came up with a diabolical scheme, actually a very good one. They made the income tax voluntary, so this way nobody could challenge it in court. And the IRS figured, rightfully so, a few malcontents would say it's voluntary and not pay. The majority of people would keep paying forever. And so by keeping the court system out of the income tax system, the IRS has been able to collect trillions of dollars on a voluntary tax. It works very good. Now, the courts have been involved in a little bit. The main case was in Charlotte, North Carolina, about some donations to a church school in South Carolina, where a family donated a large amount of land to a church college, and then the interstates were announced, and this land became worth a lot of money, and the heirs sued. And what the Supreme Court ruled, and all the courts have always ruled, if it's a voluntary donation, you can't get it back.
Mm-hmm.
If it's on a contract or a tax, then you can contest the contract, you can breach the contract, you can sue to have the contract null. If it's a tax, then it has to meet constitutional requirements, has to meet requirements of the law, and courts can declare it illegal. But if it's a donation, once the donation's made, that's it, it's over with. You can't call back a donation. So the IRS was very clever and very smart in making the income tax a donation system, a voluntary system, so they could keep it going. And since most people voluntarily pay it, everybody's happy. And we've got some packets of books on this to explain this in more detail.
So they enter into this scheme. The courts have basically stated that it's voluntary?
Yes, Supreme Court ruled in several cases it's voluntary tax. The IRS and all the literature has voluntary tax. Some people have gone to court, and the IRS takes position, of course, it's voluntary. And the court, you know, the issue then comes up is, did the people know it's voluntary? The IRS has been able to prove that. This is why they keep saying it. Used to have it on every piece of paper they had, big, bold letters, voluntary, voluntary, voluntary. Because they have to prove, the burdens of them to prove that you knew it's voluntary. But go down the street, go down, you know,
Robert, if I may, I have to interrupt you. We're going to take a short break and come back in about 3 minutes and continue.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Broken lines, broken strings, broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads.
All right, we're back on the Investigative Journal. Let me give out the phone number in case in the next half hour you want to call us and ask Robert some questions. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We're talking about the income tax laws, and Robert Clarkson, I consider to be an expert on it, has helped thousands and thousands of people over the years get straight on the real laws. Now, let me just outline something and ask you a question, Robert. Okay, the income tax was made voluntary. The courts have upheld that. The IRS knows that, and they've been hiding it from the people the best way they can, so that people think it's mandatory. Now, we have three categories, really, of people work in our country. You can be an independent contractor, an employee, or self-employed. And I think the vast majority of people fall under that employee status, which means that when you go to work, your taxes are automatically taken out. How come there's never been a law which states that an employer must tell his employee that the income tax is voluntary and give him the choice of whether you want you taken out of your check or if you don't want it taken out of your check? An interesting question.
Stolen. the majority of the people, the vast majority, almost everyone, knows that the income tax is voluntary. Go downtown in your little town and go up and ask people about the income tax, if it's voluntary or not, and the vast majority will say they've heard it's voluntary or they think it's voluntary. The people that file, almost all of them, have heard somewhere along the line it's voluntary, but they don't understand, you know, that they don't know how to go about. They know it's voluntary, but they don't know how to go about quit filing because they've been indoctrinated and brainwashed so long about filing. This is where our untaxed packet comes in. We talked about that last time I was on the show. But the untaxed people packet shows people how to put into effect that which they already know. The untaxed packet is a mechanism to support the fact that the income tax is voluntary and people know it. And as a matter of fact, one out of three people that work in this country is no longer voluntary. So the IRS is, they know the jig's up, that people know that income tax is voluntary and resistance to the tax system is massive. So also the very wealthy, you know, Bill Gates doesn't pay income tax. Well, none of the Rockefellers have ever paid. Ted Turner doesn't pay income tax. George Soros doesn't even file. All these billionaires, none of them pay, and of course most of them don't even file. So everybody knows the income tax is voluntary. It's not disputed. It's just a mechanism to how I go about it. It's a problem. The next thing is the employers, in particular the CPAs that work for the employees, get paid off the tax system. They're the problem. They're the one lying to people. But anybody can stop withholding at work. When you go to work, they give you that W-4 form. You can put down their allowances. The IRS says you would estimate your allowances. We got a book on this, only $5. But you can put down there the number of allowances the law requires, and in most cases, that stops the withholding tax. So if you stop the withholding tax, then at the end of the year, why bother to file? You know, you're not getting any money back. But what the IRS... what the CPAs and the tax industry want you to do is have all this excessive withholding and don't collect any interest on it. And so you'll pay them money to file, and you don't need to do either. Greg, when you go to use your credit card to borrow money from the bank, what's the interest rate you pay, 20%, 25% interest, something like that?
Yeah.
But the average person's paying that huge interest rate to the credit cards in the banks. But they allow the IRS to keep their money a year and a half without paying interest. You know, people have been robbed twice. So what we're encouraging people to do is to cut the income tax back, the withholding each week, to what they will pay at the end of the year. And, you know, everybody says the IRS is bad. I know they're evil and wicked, but the IRS says that too. They want you to adjust your allowances at the paycheck each week to which you'll pay on April the 15th. So the IRS wants you to adjust it. That's why they got the allowance form. Estimate your allowances, put them on there, and adjust your withholding to what the correct figure. Now, Greg, you and I know that the income tax is voluntary and the correct figure is zilch. So we want to tell people exercise their rights and do what they need to do. But Greg, the problem is American people don't know what their rights are. The law is on our side. The income tax is voluntary. The Constitution protects us from those evil dungeons in Washington, D.C. The law is our friend. The people don't know what their rights are. They don't know the good parts of the law, and they don't know how they can exercise their rights. And that's what we're trying to do, is educate people. And, Greg, I want to thank you so much for your show all these years, educating American people and bringing out true factual information to them.
Well, I appreciate that. But let me even tell you how this goes. You've been to law school. I've been to law school. And I started talking to I know a whole bunch of lawyers in California, many who I used to work with. And you know what? We're going to take a break, but I want to tell you how fascinating it is, how they even don't even know the income tax is voluntary. We'll be back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
What it's done to me, lose the love I knew.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal. My guest is Robert Clarkson. And, Robert, you know, it's so interesting. Let me give out the number here first, 800-313-9443. I was saying before the break how I even mentioned this to – I've worked for mom-and-pop law firms. I've worked for bigger law firms. And I mentioned this to the lawyers, and they have no idea. And they've been through law school. And I can't remember ever hearing one word of this while I went to school. What's the reason they don't teach lawyers this?
Well, there's a lot of money in it. The income tax collects trillions of dollars, and everybody gets a little piece of it. So working people are being robbed blind. The lawyers are most of them in on the take. Of course, a lot of good lawyers out there fighting evil government, and we appreciate every one of them. But most of them on the inside, the insiders, and they're getting their little greedy share. And they don't teach us in law school. They teach other stuff. They teach them how to make a living. They don't teach the Constitution, and they don't teach tax breaks. Also, most lawyers, you know, I didn't go to law school to learn how to pay income tax. When I finished law school, they taught us all these loopholes and gimmicks and stuff. I didn't pay any taxes anyway. Anybody's got a business doesn't pay taxes, so why bother? Also, the law does say, in the Supreme Court cases, say lawyers are persons required to file because they have exclusive franchise from the government, sometimes called a license to steal. But they've got that bar monopoly, and it excludes other people. Therefore, they're a person who owes the income tax. So they owe it. Of course, they don't pay it. There's a loophole, so why should they be interested in helping out other people?
I think, could you give out your website and how people can get a hold of you? Because I know a lot of people listening want to give you a call after the show and talk about their case. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd be glad to help people. The best way to contact me is through my website. The website's www.patriotnetwork.info. That's all one word, patriotnetwork.info. But I've been managing and running the Patriot Network since 1978. And we've helped thousands and thousands of people beset by the evil mechanisms of the IRS. We've learned how they operate and what steps that you can take to fend them off and thwart them. The most important thing is, Greg, you've been bringing out so much, is people just need to quit filing. You need to learn what their rights are and quit invading their own privacy and quit surrendering their privacy. You send these tax returns to the IRS with all this information, and what kind of person works down there? It's like that Coca-Cola scandal going on in Atlanta. Somebody working for the IRS can just stick on a Xerox machine or a scanner and sell your tax return to identity thieves. Identity thieves will empty your bank account and your credit cards. You sending all these numbers and personal information to the type people work for the IRS, you setting yourself up to be robbed twice. Bad enough, the IRS is robbing you, but these identity thieves can grab your bank accounts and everything. People need to start having respect for their rights and respect for their privacy and quit surrendering all this stuff to the IRS. And except for a few good lawyers, the lawyers are not going to help them. People need to learn their rights themselves.
Yeah, and I just wanted to mention a number of people that have listened to my show have been really impressed with what you do. Several have also sought your services and are very happy. Because you've set them straight in a way that makes it as easy as possible. And those two words you said, quit filing, are so important. And even when I say that to people, and I talk to people, let's say, down in Boulder where I live, and I say, just don't file. And they just don't believe me. They think they're going to get in trouble. And I think the reason I bring you on is so that they – and I just say, well, listen, contact this man by the name of Robert Clarkson. And he'll help you if you don't believe me. And that's really the problem. Everybody's been brainwashed. And they go to the trough and just they'll drink poison if the government tells them. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. The American people have been lied to so long, they can't hear the truth when it's there. My website, what we talked about earlier, has immense amount of information on there. The program here is real good, but it just gives a tip. The amount of information we have accumulated over the years and the numerous court victories we've had against those buzzards. But the IRS can be beat, but people don't try. They've been lied to. They've been beat down by the politicians. They've been robbed blind. That's one of the purposes of the income tax, to take your money from you so you keep on the grind wheel, keep working and working. All these honest, law-abiding Americans have two and three jobs just to pay the income tax, just never-ending grind. They're so busy making money to pay the income tax, they don't have time to study and read and learn what their rights are. But all these fellows making nice bucks, plenty enough to provide for their family, being robbed blind by the taxes and insurance, so the wives go to work, and now the children are not being properly taken care of because the mother's out in some dingy factory. course, the amount of money the mother brings home just goes to pay the income tax. And yet all these new world order types are leading a good life and the fancy vacations and the fancy cars and everything, just robbing us blind. Then we've got all these porch monkeys sitting around drinking beer all day at our expense. So you got so many people who don't work, and they're doing the bidding of the new world order one way or another. And then you got the people that do work, they don't have time to fight back and learn what their rights are. That's the purpose of the income tax, not to raise money to the federal government, but destroy us all.
Yeah, and it's really an important issue, and I would love to see some politician make this stand and make it known, but they know if they talk like that, they'll never get elected by the New World Order, and they'll be shut up quick. And you know what? I don't even know how many of them in Congress even know that, to be honest with you.
Well, they all know. We have what I call a food stamp political system. Greg, when you stand in line to vote, you look at the people in front of you and look at the people behind you. Just remember, more than half the people standing in line to vote with you get a government check. Now, how are they going to vote? They're going to vote for the politician that says get rid of these wasteful giveaway programs? Or are they going to vote for a politician that says more money to you? So all these people out voting for the establishment, the existing congressmen, they know that they're getting their check from the government, and the politicians know that while the reason down that they're down there voting for that politician is he's bringing them the bacon. He's bringing home the goodies to them, which he took from somebody else.
Yeah.
The voting is just a bunch of wolves and one sheep sitting around discussing what's for supper.
All right, so the word gets out. Don't file. You don't have to. It's voluntary. Now, let's say you work for a small business. Let's say you work, and a lot of people in this country do. You can go to your employer and ask to be an independent contractor, which means they don't take any money out, and then you don't have to file at the end of the period because that money's your money. That's one way to do it, correct?
Right. That's your money. You do the work. You work for the money, and I take it home to your family and your loved ones to provide for them. Where in the Constitution does it say that you have to send part of your paycheck to some ten-horn dictator on the other side of the world? Where in the law does it say you have to give your paycheck to these millionaire farmers sitting around robbing us blind? No, the Bible says you're supposed to provide for your family. Now, take that home, that money home to your wife and children like the Constitution and the law and the Bible says. Don't let them steal from you. And one mechanism, a way to do that, if you work for a small company, a lot of them are agreeable to this, ask your boss to make you an independent contractor. Then they give you one check but nothing taken out. They don't rob from you weekly. But the American people are paying into Social Security in this bankrupt.
Yeah, I mean that, and the same as on the other side of the coin, if you are the small business employer and the independent contractor doesn't take out any taxes, you're not obligated to file taxes either, correct?
Not able to match it. You don't have to match it with 2% unemployment, 7.5 Social Security, which is bankrupt. And all this is explained in my book. Greg, I've got a book called Clarkson's Independent Contractor Agreements. It explains how it works in a bunch of sample contracts that you can take to your employer. So you give the employer this book, and you and your employer pick out a contract agreement that's suitable to y'all, and then just sign it, and somebody keep, I guess both parties keep a copy, and then he cuts you a check every week with nothing taken out. But this book is on CD for easy use, or books. The book's only $10. But you can take this to your company, and then you get out of income tax. But the main thing about this, Greg, because a lot of ways get out of income tax, that's not a problem. This book will allow you to escape Social Security. Social Security is bankrupt and not going to pay off. Greg, right now in America, there's 100 million people paying each week into Social Security. And according to the polls, almost every one of them knows it's bankrupt and it won't pay off. The money you send is lost, it's gone, you won't get it back. Put your money aside. Put your money in silver and gold and get ready for your own retirement because you can't trust the politicians.
Yeah, and that's correct. I mean, what's the name of that book again?
Independent Contractor Agreements. It's only $10 and get it through my website.
And
it's a deal.
Yeah, and the other one, we've covered the independent contractor, the self-employed, people who are working, you know, have their own businesses. But the stickiest area here is the employee. And, you know, if you work for, you know, who'd want to work for Walmart, but many people have to, they, you know, companies like that just take it right out of your paycheck. And I was asked this question. If you ask for your mandatory allowances, which may not be the case, are you talking about dependents declaring, what is the maximum of 9 dependents, or are you talking about something else? I don't quite understand it yet.
Yeah, when you go to work, you give them the W-4 form, and the lady at payroll looks at that and says, Greg, you ain't got no 9 children. You tell the ladies, look on this form. Look on it hard and long. Look at it upside down and backwards. There's no place on the form for children. There's no place on the form for dependents. This is an allowance certificate. There's a place on there for allowances.
Right.
Now, what are allowances? Allowances are the women folks and the children folks and the doctor's bill and the dentist bill. It's local taxes, sales taxes, mortgage payment. All these things are allowances. But you add them up. The IRS says, you know, add them up and estimate for the end of the year and put them down on the allowance certificate. And you put down as many as you want, but if you put down more than 10,
nine, right?
And put down as many as the law requires. But if you put down more than 10, the company will harass you. So we don't recommend putting down more than 10. But if you put down 10, that stops withholding for most people.
Yeah.
And it's just
right.
A robbery. But it doesn't stop Social Security. But we also have an employee leasing program. You come work for me, and your company check comes in, and we take out a small fee. It's not much. And then we make you an independent contractor from us, and then we send you the whole check. So a lot of companies are going to employee leasing. It saves them a lot of money, and of course saves you a lot of money, too. It's not for everybody, but for people it works real good. But you can stop your withholding with the allowance certificate, but that doesn't stop Social Security. But you can stop both of them with independent contractors agreements or our employee leasing program, our temp labor program. So, Greg, on my website, there's a bunch of information for people so they learn how to exercise their rights that God gave Americans.
Yeah, I would love to see, though, a law that would state that each employer must give the employee the choice of taking, you know, paying the income tax or making it voluntary, which means the employer wouldn't take out any withholding. And I would love to see that because, you know, I think a person should be able to be apprised of the real situation of the law and to make employers, you know, and that'd be a great law, I think. Let me go to the
IRS. The Congress never passed a law requiring you to file and pay, and the IRS will acknowledge that. Just go to any CPA or tax lawyer and ask them to give you the code section, and payment has a $300,000 reward. Get the code section, requires you to file and pay. Contact payment at Freedom Law School. Give him that code section, and he'll send you a certified check for $300,000. You don't even need to share it with a CPA or lawyer unless you tell them ahead of time that you're doing that.
All right, let's go to the phone.
Nobody's done this all these years.
Let me go to the phones. Roy in Michigan, you're on the Investigative Journal.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Roy.
One of the questions, the big question is about the Social Security and how to get out of that. Now, the website, I know I could probably get that information by going to the website. Not all.
You have the website down?
No, it's Patriot what now?
PatriotNetwork.info. Do you have it?
Patriot?
Patriot Network. All
oh, Network.
Word.
Okay.
Yeah, dot info.
Info. Okay. And then I know that for a lot of the employees or employers and the employees also, a lot of these guys that even, like you say, know that it's something that's voluntary, they do it because of the fact they're being told in their churches that we're to give unto Caesar.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the church wants 10%, the government wants 30%, you know, 25%, you're left with nothing, you know.
That's exactly.
That's the goal, you know.
And we have another phenomenon.
Let me answer that. you know, when the Lord Jesus told us to get run down to Caesar, we believe that. But Caesar's been dead 2,000 years. What are you supposed to do? Get in an airplane and fly to Rome, go to some Caesar cemetery, dig a hole, and drop half your paycheck into a hole? No. Render to Caesar means render into the government, render into civil government. In our country, what's the government? The Queen of England is our government? No. President Clinton, he was our government for 8 years. No, he's out of office. He's a civilian. What's our government? Well, last year about this time, President Bush took an oath in front of everybody at an inauguration, and he swore to protect and defend the government. What did he say? I protect and defend the Queen of England. I protect and defend the Republican Party. No, he says, I swear to protect and defend the Constitution.
Okay, listen, well, Roy, you get that off of that website about Social Security. We're going to take a break and come back. I'll get to the other callers. Back in 3 minutes.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Investigative Journal, and this is I might hold Robert over for another short 4 minute segment after the hour. Let's see how these calls go. We're going to go to Pennsylvania. Roger, you're on the Investigative Journal. Do you have a question or comment for my guest? Roger.
I'm John from New York, maybe.
Are you there? Oh, John in New York, go ahead.
Yes. Hi. run into problems with the IRS here. They want $110,000, but they tell me I'm a criminal because I've been 2 years fighting this, and they said I've missed the boat. But mine deals with a lawsuit where they've missed the boat for like 10 years, and everybody can miss their 30-day negligence point of law of statute of limitations. I've had everybody else miss theirs, and when it gets said and done, the law doesn't apply to me. The law only applies against me. And to go into court or to an example, I've turned in. I had a farm milk equipment trouble, and when it gets said and done, the people that address the licensing, I've gotten the information which proves the vets lied, and I'm challenging their licensing, and the OP department comes right out and says, oh, no, making a diagnosis isn't practicing veterinary medicine. And so it's like, well, duh. Do you have an answer for, just a I'm not sure if I'm the only guy running into this or not. I've practiced the law. I practiced it in their favor. I've submitted that, 9/11 was a terrorist attack from within, and the Patriot Act, even though it's an illegal law, says we're not supposed to pay a tentative terrorist. So I challenged that even, and they it felt awful good to challenge it, by the way.
You know,
but
John?
Yes.
It sounds like you need help. Robert, you want to give out your contact number or address also so people can contact you, and maybe you can comment then on John's problem.
John's doing very good, but he needs to learn what procedures are and how to put in effect what he wants to do. He's doing the right thing, but you have to do your paperwork right. John, I can explain it to you. The best way to contact me is through my website, patriotnetwork.info. But you can call me at 864-225-3061. And I'll be glad to help and show you.
864?
Yeah, 864-225-3061.
Very good. Well, I appreciate it.
Okay, John. We've got about a minute here. And then, Robert, can you stay for another 4 minutes after the top of the hour?
Certainly.
Okay.
I got one question. Can you do this for a corporation also? As far as a corporation not paying a tax?
Well, corporations are a creature of the state, and they have certain obligations. But there are lots of ways to loopholes. None of the other corporations pay any taxes.
Okay. I guess that's what I wanted to hear, and I've got to take and address the issues then. I'm a farmer.
Now, make sure you give Robert a call, because he'll help you. We're going to get to my last caller. We'll get to you at the top of the right after the break, so you hold on there, Roger, in Pennsylvania. And my guest is Robert Clarkson. We're talking about the IRS, and I'll tell you, he's got some great information. Give out your website right before we go into this break, Robert.
www.patriotnetwork.info. That's one word, patriotnetwork.info.
And I want to make it clear, you not only deal with people, tell people not to file, but you also deal with the IRS when people have filed and they're getting audited, things like that, correct?
Right. We have an
not sure could they say